When harassment is reported, people may choose to blame the alleged victims or leaders who fail to defend the organization. They might also strike out at individuals believed to be creating a false narrative about a problem that doesn't exist. These responses are generally more common for people who have a strong attachment to their organization and want to help maintain its image. To do so, they may look to condemn any perceived source of threat. In our story, both men and women were quick to blame individuals they regarded as whiners who were just out for the money. Senior leaders were also blamed for not standing up to external critics. Yet, employees who denied or downplayed that harassment was a problem were more likely to direct their anger externally to politicians and media groups who were fueling the harassment issue and damaging the reputation of the agency. Let's listen to a few of these voices before we continue on with our story.
I have never seen as much sexism, racism, harassment, and unprofessionalism. Greed, corruption, and selfish career advancement are terms I strongly associate to this organization. Many of our employees have disgraced themselves and our organization publicly.
I know that the more we push for professionalism, harassment, free workplace, respectful workplace, and all the other catchphrases of the day, we are destroying the real human element of the bond between organization members. We need to stop worrying about making the whiners happy. You never can.
We do a job that can and has been very rewarding. However, the media continually malign us. Politicians slander us when they have an axe to grind. And our senior management does next to nothing to defend us.
The current malaise seems to be more influenced by the continued media scrutiny that keeps telling us we are dysfunctional and unhappy. We are now buying into that, and an increasing societal view that someone else owes us happiness. They don't. So, if someone is not happy within the organization, they should be invited to seek their happiness elsewhere. We need to quickly address conflict, harassment, and code of conduct violations. And there needs to be a system that promotes and allows quick resolutions. But when the common denominator to repeated victimization is the victim, we need to look at who really is the problem.